Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Eagles. Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special football 24/7 nightcap edition following the Eagles' initial 53-man roster that came out across the NFL as a whole today at 4 p.m. I'm joined now by John McMullen, live from the NovaCare Complex, doing some late-night work on the initial roster cutdowns. Johnny Mac, how you doing on this Tuesday evening, brother?
Doing well. It's finally here. We can finally talk. Well, you know, the initial roster, obviously, you know, if you were listening to Howie spoke about their mentality, which is essentially a 70-man roster, he even had a little bit of a slip when he talked about Patrick Johnson, sort of like he was still here. So you kind of get that backdoor feel of working out, you know, a wink, wink deal, and he'll be back on the practice squad. You can bet on that. So still a lot of work to be done, but first part of it is over.
Yep, no doubt. John, which name surprised you the most? There was definitely a couple ones that I didn't expect. That edge rusher room I go to immediately, 5 wide receivers. They kept Kylan Granson sticks around. Both defensive tackles, as you pointed out, Byron Young and Gabe Hall both make it. Couple names, John, that really stuck out to me, 11 deep on the offensive line. What stuck out to you, John, from the initial cutdowns?
Well, the biggest was how deep they went on the offensive line and also how they handled it. Now, maybe Miles Hinton suffered an injury we didn't know about against the Jets in the final preseason game, but he starts on IR designated to return. Cameron Williams being on the 53 surprises me. That's probably the biggest surprise to me. I thought maybe they would sort of play the roster games with Brett Toth, but he makes a 53-man spot as well. So they went very deep. Oboe making it over Patrick Johnson was a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought Patrick earned it, but you know, he's one of those guys who's more of a special teams player. And I guess Howie's looking for more upside, especially with the questions. Didn't exactly speak about the edge room like it was a done deal, if you heard his press conference. So we'll see where that goes. It looks like they're going to push it off and see what they have in September and then maybe revisit it at that point. But you know, we'll see who shakes out around the league. Obviously, the Eagles are not in a good position on the waiver wire, being 32nd. But you never know. Somebody might fall from that perspective. So still opportunities to come there. Most of the other stuff is how I thought it would go. I shipped it at the last minute to Darius Cooper over Anaya Smith at wide receiver. That worked out. I had Kylan Granson making the team a tight end. So that worked out. Running backs went exactly. The linebackers were chalk. The defensive tackles, I had both Hall and Young making it. So that worked out. Safeties, they did go corners and safeties I got as well. They kept 6 corners and only 4 safeties. So most of it was pretty predictable, with the exception, I would say, of Oboe and then just how they handled the offensive line. And then they did play the roster games with Charlie Hewlett, the long snapper. So
yeah.
We'll probably get these questions. They're going to have a long snapper. And Charlie, they did this a couple years ago with Rick Lovato. They cut him to keep a young player from the waiver wire. So Charlie will start on the practice squad. They'll elevate him and ultimately have to put him on the 53 after three elevations at the max. So he'll be back, but it's always sets off alarms. Oh, we don't have a long snapper. They're fine. They do it.
Yeah. John, a couple big surprises here from the roster. Not big surprises, but I don't think I expected Oboe, John, to make it. What'd you think of that Oboe making it over?
No, I didn't have him making it. I thought Patrick Johnson earned it, to be perfectly honest.
He's got to be pissed at this point. How many years has he put in a good training camp here and doesn't make the final or the initial roster?
Yeah, you know, I even as long as I've been doing it, I and people criticize me sometimes because I put such little emphasis on the preseason games. And, the minute I put a little bit of emphasis on the preseason games, it bites you. It just doesn't matter because Patrick, outplayed basically, the bottom three other than Nolan and Jalix. He outplayed everybody else on that edge, in that edge group. And he'll be back. He'll be back on the practice squad. But, yeah, you got to feel, if you're Patrick Johnson, like, what do I have to do? Because right. He performs not only in the preseason games where we joke, we've joked he's Mr. August, but also in practice. And, it's one where I struggle with because, you want to send the right message to the players on your team. And I'm like, if that guy's not making the team and you're sort of a lower thought of pedigreed, whatever you want to describe it, I don't know if that sends the right message at times.
Yeah, we'll see. I good for Oboe that makes the team. John, you think they wanted some veteran presence, John, in that room. Oboe is the oldest guy that was working there. I think he's 30 years old.
He's the oldest player on defense as a whole. So with this initial 53. No, it's not that he played poorly, because at times during camp I thought he was making a run. And you know what? If you kept Johnson and Oboe over Aziz Ojulari, I wouldn't have batted an eye, because they both played better than Aziz. But obviously they have more invested in Aziz Ojulari, higher upside, perceived higher upside, whether that develops, we'll see. I was a little surprised Oboe made the 53, but that's not because he had a bad summer. It's just because I thought he was behind Patrick.
John, a case of the preseason not meaning much there with Patrick Johnson, but is it a little bit of a flip for Darius Cooper, who had one big preseason game? That was it. And then he ends up as the fifth receiver, John, taken today. Now, I do understand he had a good camp as a whole, so not just the preseason there, but your initial reaction to Darius Cooper, Johnny Mac, making the team. Anais Smith is out.
Yeah, I that probably is a good example, because I think, Anais failed his final test against the Jets. So that might be an example of the preseason mattering at least somewhat, if it were close. But anytime, somebody beats out a draft pick, and I imagine Anais will get through waivers and be back on the practice squad as well. But we'll see how that shakes out. Yeah, he deserved it, and I shipped it late to him making the team because he just performed. He consistently performed better, even though they kept giving Anais, chance after chance after chance, and just started dropping the football again, and a little bit unsure on punt returns, which is interesting if, they're going to go with Cooper. We talked about that a little bit this morning, or Jahan Dotson, or if they go out and get somebody else, because they also cut Avery Williams. So, you know, they have good punt returners. Cooper's great, and Jahan's good, I would say. But do they want to use those players in that role? That remains to be seen. But he deserves it. Now, what would have been interesting is if Johnny Wilson stayed healthy, would they have kept six receivers? And they might have, but that would have been interesting, because obviously John Metchie being added to the mix late could have hurt Darius Cooper. So that injury made it a little bit easier to put him on the 53.
Yeah, no doubt. Johnny Mack, offensive line, they kept 11 deep, brother. Interesting what they did there. And then you mentioned Hinton goes to the IR. That was kind of out of left field. What do you think about what they did there? The biggest surprise to me was Trevor Keegan makes the initial 53. I was surprised to see that. What do you think about the offensive line and what they did there?
Yeah, I wasn't surprised he made it, but I was surprised that both he and Toth made the initial 53.
Right.
The fact that they both did, I thought one would, depending how they would handle it. And I thought it would be easier to keep Keegan. So I went the Keegan route, because he would have to go through waivers where Toth would not have to go through waivers. So, but you know, they kept both, which surprised me. So, yeah, I don't know where he fits. Obviously, he's probably not big enough typically for what Jeff Stoutland wants at guard, and he's still a work in progress, to say the least, at center, having a lot of difficulties snapping the football. So, you know, I expect him to be inactive on game days. And Howie kind of mentioned, look, you look at it as 1 through 48, as the guys who have got to be ready for the games, and then you have a few extra spots to use on players that you don't want to risk losing on waivers. And I thought, you know, I thought he gave a really good answer too on why you do that and why you essentially, he hates using the term redshirt, but why you redshirt players. And he's like, And the best example, Lane has been talking about retirement. So, you know, if you play this season and Lane decides to call it quits, well, you've been working with Cameron Williams for a whole year. Maybe it develops, maybe it doesn't develop. Maybe that saves you a top draft pick in next year's draft. So I thought he did a good job of explaining that. And trying to keep some of those developmental players. Now, the Hinton injury came out of nowhere. It wasn't noticeable. None of us saw it. But that doesn't mean he didn't get hurt in the Jets game. And so it just shifted a little bit. I thought they would give the, you know, sort of sprained ankle type injury to Cameron Williams and put him on IR and start with Hinton. But they just flipped that.
Yeah, I did read the Howie response on Cam Williams. That was, excuse me, that was pretty good stuff there from Howie Roseman. John, what else jumped out at you at the initial 53-man roster? I think we hit on some of the big names, but as you point out, Charlie Hewlett gets released. They're obviously going to have a long snapper. So as we know, this 53 isn't set in stone. Actually, some of these players who made the roster, John, they can't quite take a sigh of relief yet. Their job is still not locked in. Who do you think is on that bubble? You know, because they are going to have to maneuver a little bit more with Charlie Hewlett and a couple other spots.
Yeah, well, I think it starts with obviously that 11th offensive lineman, whoever you want to describe it. Certainly not going to be Cam Williams. So it's Toth or Trevor Keegan. I think it starts there. I think, you know, they went deep on the interior defensive line, but I think they like both Byron Young and Gabe Hall, so I'm not sure they want to give up on those guys. Darius Cooper, I think, is not and that's always difficult for any undrafted rookie because, you know, you want to breathe a sigh of relief when you make the initial 53, and then if something happens and, you know, somebody they like gets through the waiver wire, which is a little bit easier for Darius because, again, they're 32nd. you know, he could be gone just as quickly. And they'll want to get him back on the practice squad. But you get the point. The guys on the back end, the guys in that from 48 to 53, they can't rest. They can never rest, really, all season, because you're always looking to churn and get better. And you'll see now it'll start as they get ready to start. They'll be on the practice field starting preparation for the Cowboys tomorrow afternoon. They'll have their practice squad back. They'll be on the practice field. You'll start to see them trying out players, bringing in players to look at, always looking to incrementally get better. But, yeah, the guys on the back end certainly can't rest.
John, I was thinking Darius Cooper would be kind of safe because they only kept five wide receivers. Interesting you still put him on that bubble list. Now, I agree he's on the bubble because of the nature of the player and that position, and he's obviously undrafted. And, you know, if they do need the spot, it's certainly somebody they could think about. But only five receivers on the team right now, Johnny Mac. I mean, I didn't think they would move
on. That would be if they bring in another receiver. That's, yeah, they're not going to go with four receivers. They would be swapping out receivers.
From somebody from outside the room or like a practice squad guy, like a Terrace Marshall or somebody like that?
No, somebody from outside the organization. If they like somebody in the draft and they got cut, they pick them up and go in that direction, as they've done a lot. You know, if you think about Ja'Cory Bennett's here from outside the organization from via trade. Well, you know, John Metchie's here, Sam Howell's here. None of us envisioned any of that. So it can happen quickly. And certainly now when you have 1,000 players on the street, the back end roster guys can't ever breathe a sigh of relief.
John, your thoughts on the defensive linemen that they kept around? They kept around Gabe Hall and Byron Young. You kind of made a switch, I think, late on that and kind of told me, hey, I think they're going to keep both of them. They end up keeping both of them. Your thoughts on the depth at that position?
Yeah, I think it's really good. Part of the reason why they traded Thomas Booker, I think they really like those two particular players. I don't think Ty Robinson's ready to play. Like, he's another back-end roster guy, but
he's the fifth guy in that room?
I think he's the sixth.
Oh, six, right. They kept six. Excuse me. That's what I meant.
So in other words, if they need people to play, it's going to be Byron Young and Gabe Hall before him. But he doesn't have to, but he has a draft pick, and the same with Cameron Williams. They're essentially going to get redshirted. And Ty has a chance to play at some point if he continues to improve behind the scenes. I don't think Cameron does, but they can breathe a little bit as back end roster players. Just, you know, there's a specific idea to redshirt those players,
right?
So they can rest a little bit. But I think it's going to be interesting to see who the fourth one is. Because I was debating that with some of the other beat reporters. I think Vic really likes Byron Young.
He's right. You kept telling me that, and he keeps bringing him up. He's giving him a nickname, all sorts of stuff.
So I think he's going to be the fourth guy. But, you know, Gabe's played well and is a little bit more versatile. So that's going to be something to keep an eye on, which way they go. And it might be game to game. It might be. You know, Byron's going to be the backup to Jordan Davis as well, so he's got to have those snaps, that's not his expertise, but he's the one most capable of doing it. And Gabe can play outside as well, so you're going to see some defensive tackles get some outside reps because I think of how weak the edge group is behind Nolan and Jalix. And I think that with Morrow, I think that with Jalen Carter, and I think that with Gabe Hall, you might see them, not a lot, but occasionally getting outside reps as well.
Right. Those are the three names I was thinking as well. John, something that I think a lot of people are wondering at this point, five receivers kept, Anaya Smith gone, Avery, now they might come back to the practice squad. So I don't say gone from a sense of gone. I mean, just right now, initial 53, Anaya's done or released, and Avery Williams as well. Who is returning punts, Johnny Mac? Is it going to end up being Cooper DeJean, Johnny Mac?
Yeah, Nick got asked that question and obviously, you know, punted it, which is
no surprise.
Pun intended. You know, he doesn't have to give it away. I think you'll get a clearer view when we see what the practice squad looks like. You know, some people even brought up, I think Britton Cubby got cut by the Rams.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, maybe they bring him back. And they've done that in the past where they elevate him for three games and then add him to the roster. So, you know, I mentioned it, like I would use Cooper in the role personally because he's one, you know, to me, he'd be one of the best five punt returners in football. And I think that's an important role when you're playing field position, when you're a run heavy team like the Eagles, and he's great at it. And, you know, personally, I don't believe in jinxes, or I don't believe in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpoints.
He's going to get hurt because he's on punt returns, and I don't believe he can legislate injuries. And I point out, you know, Deion Sanders in his prime return punts. It did just fine. But that's the new school mindset. It's like, I don't think they want him to return punts, and I think you'll get a clearer vision of what they're going to do. And Jahan Dotson can do it as well, and I think they'd be more receptive to that, and I think he would be fine at the role, and maybe they go that direction, but they have plenty of options. And if worse comes to worse and you got to put Cooper DeJean back there, you're probably better anyway. So yeah. I don't know why everybody's worried about it.
Well, you definitely would be better. I think a lot of people, John, I don't know what it is. I think it's the nature of the new game has created a little bit of fear in the fan base as well. You know, they hide, John, they put these players in bubble wrap a lot of the days outside of the game day. And now fans have kind of taken on that mentality as well. Cooper DeJean can't return punts. We'll see what they end up doing there. John, APR was let go. That we just talked about the edge rushers and not a very deep room at this point. But what's kind of your expectation on the future for him? And do you think it's here in Philly? What do you think of APR, one of the draft picks who was released?
Yeah, I'm surprised I was trending late. I didn't keep him on my 53, but I wanted to. Boy, I think he's got a lot of upside. I'm a guy who watched every single practice, and he did not play well. But the guy I saw against the Jets in the preseason was, he just has traits that their other edge rushers don't have. Like, there's a natural sort of ability for great pass rushers to finish, and he's got that ability. I don't know if he's got the traits that it translates to the NFL level at his size. Obviously, he's got some size deficiencies. But he's just got the knack that a lot of guys don't have. and I would like to explore it further. And I'm a little bit surprised, you know, and hopefully they get him back on the practice squad. But, you know, he's a guy who might get claimed because of that game, similar to Eli Ricks back in the day of why the Eagles kept Eli, who got cut today. But they kept him for 2 years because of that Baltimore preseason game. And they didn't want to expose him to waivers. And, again, other teams didn't get to watch practice every day. All they see is the games. And they saw a hell of a performance. And they also have the college tape where he's, you know, putting up Bruce Smith numbers at Virginia Tech. So, and it's a very valued position. So that's the one guy I would be concerned about losing on waivers if I were the Eagles.
John, explain to me like I'm 5 years old, because I see this all over social media, the long snapper situation. Why do they do this? I know it's to open a roster spot for a couple of weeks, but I don't know. I got like three comments already on my social media. People can't fathom one guy said, are the kickers snapping the ball to themselves? And I'm like, all right, it's not that big of a deal.
I don't know. Is it really that hard to understand? They're cutting him. He's a vested veteran. He's been around for a long time. He's not exposed to waivers. So they're cutting him, understanding he's coming back on the practice squad. They're saving a 53-man roster spot so they can keep a Cameron Williams and not expose him to waivers. And then you can elevate Charlie Hewlett on game day for up to three games before you have to add him to the 53. Ultimately, you have to add him, but by the third game in, there's usually an injury, a sprained ankle, and it takes care of itself generally. If not, you got to make a difficult decision and you got to cut somebody, because once the elevations are out, you need a long snapper. But they've done this in the past. If people have paid attention, they did it with Rick Lovato 1 year for the same reason. They wanted to save a roster spot, and they had a vested long snapper who doesn't have to be exposed to waivers. So it's just a way to buy an extra roster spot for three games, essentially.
Yeah, good stuff there. And when he's vested like that, nobody can claim him. And I guess that they do wink that. They do work that out before, right, John? Like, I'll sign you to the practice squad. You'll stay there for a couple
of weeks. Well, yeah. You're not allowed to say that, but yes, obviously. And, you know, look, Charlie is a free agent right now, so he can sign with anybody. If he goes back to Cleveland, where he has, you know, he's like a rock star in Cleveland. You know, I don't know if they need a long snapper, but he could decide, you know what? No, I'm not going to play your game. I'm going to leave. He could do that. But generally, they have a very good feel if the player is amenable to it. And if not, they would sign, you know, Kristen Johnstone. They had, when Charlie hurt his neck, they had him. So they have a dossier on other guys as well. But I would 99% say Charlie Hewlett is going to be the long snapper September 4th against the Dallas Cowboys.
Johnny Mac, good stuff there. John, they also kept three running backs with Ben Van Sumeren. Was that a surprise to you at all? I think that's kind of what we expected, but some speculated maybe they would only keep three between the two spots. So A.J. Dillon they keep, and Ben Van Sumeren they keep as well. Your thought on that?
Yeah, no, I had that. That's the four I had to keeping. You know, there was some people who thought they may play those same roster games with A.J. Dillon. You know, you could argue maybe they should have and kept APR from waivers and played that. Now, some guys, again, that's a two-way street. Maybe A.J. wouldn't be amenable to that. Some guys are, some guys aren't. But AJ deserved to make the team. He had a good summer, proved he was healthy, no issues. And I think the Eagles are really good at running back, backing up. I think Will Shipley's going to have a nice season as the backup, and I think AJ Dillon's better than the typical third running back they've had in recent years.
Yeah. Great. Good stuff on that. Johnny Mac, I didn't get a chance to hear it all. I heard a couple snippets because I was producing the afternoon show here on Jacob Sports. But just your thoughts on the Howie Roseman, Nick Sirianni press conference. I know you mentioned their comments briefly throughout this conversation and this segment here. But just anything that stuck out that they said, obviously that one quote, "We're not done here. We'll see what happens in the next 24 hours. And then he also talked about the early part of the season, September. So Howie kind of giving himself a big runway to keep working here. Your thoughts on their press conference this afternoon?
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised on the way he talked about the edge room. You know, Howie's not going to generally throw people under the bus, but he did mention sometimes you do it different ways and sometimes you have stars. You know, he essentially said the guys we have now are not stars, which I was a little bit surprised at. He was talking about the backups, obviously. He knows. And I've been talking about that on the show. He knows they have to get better, specifically at that position. And they've also gone down the route. He really talked up, as he should, Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, Moro Ojomo in the interior.
Better talk them up when your edge rusher room looks like this.
Yeah, and you know, they're going to have to play and dominate and make things easier for the edge guys. I think that's fair to say. And I think that's the way they're looking at it right now. But yeah, I it would be very surprising. And you know, you hope lightning strikes, and you hope, hey, maybe Ojulari's a game day player. You know, maybe he's not a practice player, and you know, you hope lightning strikes. But if not, they're going to make a move at some point to get somebody.
Give me Trayvon Walker, John.
Yeah, well, again, that was probably, you know, I shouldn't have mentioned that name, but
you know, I've been running with that name since you said it. Well, I've been throwing it out there. Come on,
I've already got some shit down here for mentioning that name, but you know, it takes a two-way street. I have no idea if Jacksonville. In fact, I've said it pretty consistently. I have no idea why Jacksonville would want to trade, other than they stink, and you know. New regime, and maybe you want to reboot and gain more valuable draft picks.
Well, this is why I think they trade him, John. How many players on that team right now could they trade? And I'm leaving out the quarterback from this and the draft pick they just took in Travis Hunter. How many players could they trade and field a number one overall pick or first round draft pick? Probably two, him and Josh Allen. So with the new regime, they don't want to pay him.
It's really difficult to even, you know, get a first round pick, as strange as it sounds.
Well, I agree, but I think they could get it from the Eagles with Trayvon.
Yeah, I don't know if they could. That's my point. You know, Howie's like most general managers, and he doesn't want to trade. You know, if it's a second rounder, yeah, sure. But first rounder, he's gonna push back on. He's always gonna push back on. Generally, unless it's, you know, an A.J. Brown type player or somebody
I'm out on that. I do not want that first-round pick if it means give me Trayvon. I'm like, first-round pick, see you, have a good life, enjoy Jacksonville. You're not going to get a good pick anyway.
Well, I think Howie might change his mind in September after he sees it.
Now I'm like, okay, now maybe not be a number one overall pick. That's what I think. I think Jacksonville is – his value is going to go down the further they go along here because he's probably going to have only 1 year left on his deal, and then that new contract's going to have to be due. So I think now's the time for them to pounce if they were considering it.
Well, he might go on a 15-sack trajectory too, and maybe they say, yeah, we're not trading this guy. So
yeah,
I mean, it can work a lot of different ways. But, I will continue to say really up until September 4th, and I will continue to say it, I am stunned that the Philadelphia Eagles are entering this season with this edge rushing room. I will continue to say it. Les said essentially the same thing this morning.
Yep, he did.
I'm sure you'll hear the similar things from Mike Gill and BLG, who are going to be on the show tomorrow. you know, it's not controversial.
9 days, 9 days in an hour, 9 days, 1 hour and 30 minutes. We'll be kicking off football.
Yeah, it doesn't look good on paper. But we'll see, you know, maybe the backups perform better than they have in practice for most of the summer.
We'll see what ends up happening. Johnny Mack, your final thoughts on the initial 53-man roster, and we'll talk to you in the morning on a nice edition of Birds 365 after the roster cut down. Your final thoughts here tonight, my friend.
I thought it was, and that's, you know, I thought most of the stuff happened before, so I thought it was a little bit, you know, five trades in August for Howie. So, you know, nothing happens at the buzzer, which I think people forget what happened before the buzzer. So I think most of the uncertainty came from the prior moves. Today, really the only surprises were, I think, Oboe and keeping Toth and Keegan both. And then sort of flipping the redshirt route between Hinton and Williams. And again, maybe Miles legitimately got hurt in that Jets game. So try to uncover more about his particular injury. But, it's pretty chalk today. But the bigger stuff happened before, and that was Jacorian Bennett and John Metchie and Sam Howell and guys like Darian Kennard leaving and Harrison Bryant leaving, who, by the way, is our boy JD around? I don't know if we're live on YouTube. You said
we are. Yep.
He got cut in Houston, so maybe he'll come back. Maybe
hey, come JD's back. Listening, John. He's checking in. All right, John. I'm going to leave you with this. All right. We've talked about the youth on this roster, and these are stats right here. I believe who put these out? Ruben Frank puts out of the 24 defensive players on the 53 as of 4 p.m. Tuesday, only three of them are older than 26, and 14 of them are 24 or younger. John, that's a young team. That's a young defense, man.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while, how young it is. And, you know, Oboe is the only 30-year-old on the defense. Really, on the 90-man, they only had two. Perry Nickerson is 30. He got cut, obviously, today. It's very, you know, it was very young last year, but you had to mix in Brandon Graham's, the Slays, you had mixed in, which you don't really have this year. And we're going to see how it works out on field. I think they have obvious leaders, Reed Blankenship in the secondary. N'Kobe Dean is hurt. He's sort of the leader of the linebacker room, but I think Zach Bond can handle that. And Jordan Davis is a guy everybody sort of gravitates to up front. So I think you have those obvious leaders, but yeah, I mean, it's very young and there's not a ton of experience. Now, winning generally cures anything and it'll cure that. But if there are some tough times and adversity starts to pile up a little bit, it'll be something to keep an eye on for sure. Yeah.
No doubt. The young team and a 34% of the roster, John, as it stands today, was not a part of the Eagles at all last year. So big turnover for this team coming off a Super Bowl. Johnny Mack, we'll talk all about it tomorrow on Birds 365. Thank you for doing it tonight, brother. Get home safely from the NovaCare Complex. Me and all of the great listeners of our programs appreciate the work you do. We'll talk to you in the morning, brother.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Johnny Mack. There's Johnny Mack joining me here on a nightcap edition of Football 24/7, initial 53-man roster. Guys, how about those statistics? We'll talk about some of the players before I get out of here tonight. I want to welcome and thank everybody for being here. We had major YouTube problems today. I'm like, of course, on cutdown day at 4:45, YouTube crashes. It still crashed. I still can't edit anything. I can't edit the description. I can't edit my tags. I can't edit anything on YouTube. And I'm strict about that stuff because I think that helps us grow. So unfortunate, but at least we're live here. And I appreciate you guys being here. Hit that like button. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Drop your comments down below. Guys, 18. I mentioned that number, 34%. 18 players who weren't with the Eagles at all last year are on the active roster right now or practice squad. All right. That's a lot. That's a lot of the team right there. All right. 8 rookies on the team right now as a 53-man roster, seven draft picks, and then Darius Cooper's your undrafted rookie right there. So pretty good. Pretty good. But here, how's this stat? Only 7 of the Eagles' 2024 opening day starters in Sao Paulo are no longer on the roster. All right, so not too crazy. 15 to 22 will be back, but still a lot of turnover there on the defense. So how many are starters? Dirty Air, that's a good question. I'd have to look a little deeper for that. I'm reading off Ruben Frank's report here that he put up some numbers on the thing. D. Hughes says, MFers listening daily to call J-Mac wrong, but keep coming back. I'm crying. That's funny, D. Hughes. Everybody loves Johnny Mac, whether they admit it or not. All right. Wayne the Pain says, sure do want us to get APR back on the team somehow. Sure hope another team doesn't snatch him up. Wayne, that was an interesting one, but Wayne, I'm kind of wondering, brother, hear me out. I just gave you the average age of that roster of that defense. Think about those numbers. They were pretty crazy. All right. What did I say there were? 14 or 24 or younger? That would be 15 with APR, and you'd lose somebody over 26. So I don't know. Maybe that Oboe signing was more about the experience, the veteran presence of that player, potentially. Who knows? But we'll see. Overall, pretty good, though. I mean, look, I think the roster is decent right now. The defensive ends are a little bit of a concern, and I think they're still in a good spot. I do. I think they're still in a good spot. Let's see what they're able to do moving forward. I do think the Howie comments, guys, don't take them lightly. All right. Howie has been given some tidbits at his press conferences. He only doesn't do that many of them, but when he does, he gives a little something we can hold on to. And another one here was, we're not done. All right. We're not done. We're not done. We're not done. And I think Howie's got some moves to make still. So we will see what happens. I'm going to get out of here tonight. I appreciate all you guys doing it. Let me see if I can get YouTube working again. All right. I got to figure that out. And I got to have a nice meal. So I'm going to do that right now. Appreciate all you guys listening. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 8 a.m. on Birds 365. And for those who missed it, I'll have some post up on the channel tonight. Some content. If YouTube ever starts working, I'll get them posted up. So thank you guys for being here tonight. See you next time, everybody.
EAGLES, Eagles.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.